Welcome, this is Mike.
This is Sean. And this is Nerd Sense.
it was just
you scurrying.
We have our as of late, our usual guest, Mr. Jason Armand.
Thank you again for having me.
Yeah.
And thank you to your lovely girlfriend, Jane,
yes,
for making this wonderful salmon tartare.
That Michael's not going to even eat.
That Mike won't even eat.
No.
But it's really good.
That's very good.
I hope it's wonderful.
So we're going to stuff some in my mouth, and Mike, you can tell us about the beer.
And we could also have some tartare.
Well, we are, as usual, drinking. I'm not saying we have an alcohol problem, because that's not for us to say.
Alcoholics go to AA meetings. We don't.
I didn't say alcoholic. I said alcohol problem.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Same shit.
We are on our second drink, actually. We started off with Night Shift Morph,
which is a new IPA in their IPA series. It's only canned right now. I think it actually is probably only going to be canned for forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, really, it's excellent.
It's outstanding, yeah. One of the best beers, one of my favorite beers that they put out.
Yeah, Mike and I went to the brewery last night and sampled a bunch of their beers, and that was probably the best one we tried last night.
Yeah, maybe not the most interesting, but definitely the most, like,
oh, yeah,
drinkable,
most, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And we actually had quite a few excellent beers, including the Hop Static.
Hop Static was really good.
It was very, very good.
That'll be next week's podcast.
That'll be our next week drink. The one we're drinking right now is the Night Shift Pfaffenheck.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah,
good
that
enough
sounds
for
right. me. It's a German Pilsner.
And it has a stupid name.
Yeah, really, really stupid name. But whatever, I'm sure it means something.
Yeah, sure. It tastes delicious. It's a really good beer.
Yeah, especially if but the Pilsner actually has flavors. Because sometimes with Pilsners, you expect...
Yeah. Budweiser.
Yeah.
But very, very delicious. And a welcome addition to the beginning of this podcast.
Yes. So I think we're going to start off with a little bit of news. It looks like it broke today that Joan Rivers passed away.
We like to start our shows depressing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like this is going to be a thing. Like, who's going to die next week? Okay.
Yeah, we may as well just start a Deadpool and see who is going next. The kitty is up to 15.
Tinsel Town.
They will be missed.
Hmm.
Okay, I had to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to our homie, Mr. Kevin Smith, and our other homie, Mr. Ralph Garman. If you have not heard their Hollywood Babylon podcast, you are missing out on a staggering scale.
Yeah, it's pretty much the reason why we're doing this.
Yeah.
But without Hollywood Babylon, we wouldn't be doing this even
at
all.
No. No. Joan Rivers died. It's piece of America gone, man. She was
it's crazy that she was so old and she was still so, like, vibrant and
right.
Yeah.
She was a titan. That damn near a trend starter too. I mean, if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't really have your red carpets and your who was wearing what and
yeah.
all that stuff there. You know, she kind of just started that whole gig.
And she was the first, like, real fucked up female comic.
Yep.
She was on, like, I think she was on Carson like 17 times. Something crazy.
Yeah, and she even thanks him for her big break, really. He was on
yeah.
there. Yeah.
She was, I think, the first female that did had a late night show, kind of like Carson-esque type of show.
I didn't know she had a late night show.
She did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's one of